You and four others, teen poets from various high schools throughout the country representing different regions of the nation, got the opportunity to go to the White House, meet Michelle Obama a little bit. Can you tell me what that experience was like? She said that it's natural to have some fear of writing. It takes some bravery to really share yourself. Do you feel like you were brave? Were you fearful? How was that experience?
The day we arrived in D.C., my mom and I got there, took a stroll around the White House to just like see it from a tourist's point of view. And then the next day when we were actually walking through the gates, it finally hit me like, wow, this is actually the White House. And the whole experience, I think, was just surreal and magical. And I was pretty nervous about reading my poem to her. That was actually my first ever poetry reading.
Tell me a little bit about why you feel compelled to write poetry at all. Some people will say, oh, it's my total personality. I am a poet. Other people write in addition to many things they do.
Well, I started writing poetry for fun in ninth grade. It helped me sort of be comfortable with myself in the sense that poetry is very personal and there are no rules to it. And you can literally write whatever you want and there's have no fear of anyone judging you, or it's just for you. Poetry is just for me in that sense. I became more passionate about poetry, and now I think I use poetry to sort of record my memories, but I also learn a lot about myself when I write, because it's like I see it this way now, or I might have seen something that I experienced before in a different light.
Let me try to make you a little bit more uncomfortable. Can you tell me what you've learned about yourself, some of the uncomfortable realities that you've tried to process through your poetry?
Okay, yeah, so I used to be a fairly shy, reserved person, and I wasn't I got pretty uncomfortable like talking with strangers or just trying new things. Poetry helped me realize, like, you know, I don't really have anything to fear for being myself, and that I can respect my quirks and my talents and just who I am. That's helped me become more confident and just respectful of myself.
And I'd like you to take a minute to look at your poem Duet, if you wouldn't mind reading it. And in that poem, from what I've taken from it, it seems like your love of music seems to be brought up in this as a way to kind of offer escape or potential to get away from feelings that could be bad feelings.
Right. Duet. They sit, arranged honeycomb style, six to a side, every day at five sharp, on humid, firefly-flecked Fridays. The silence is palatable, the voices mute enough to discern Orpheus's lute echoing from the stalactites below. She sits, center stage, nose blinded and ears neglected. Her hands tremble like the nervous flutter of a hummingbird. Her fingers twitch down carved ebony, 88 paths of promise and perspiration. She listens. She smiles, as penguins do after a long swim. Mitosis passed last year, she reminds herself. He sits, still as a statue, chained to those wooden knobs and polished metal, hangdog in posture but proud in action. His mind darts from blackened circle to circle. Fingers fly. The piano stays untouched, unused. He is like a phantom, they say. He is like a ghost, they say, with owl eyes. What would you like to eat? A nurse asks, smile frozen by a basilisk glare, inwardly giggling as 4 years of a million Lincolns and salt-stained bubbles are mixing amnesia and meatballs in a nearby saucepan. Nothing, she replies. The music is all I need. Mahler or Metamorphosis will be today's main entree. She notices that the pianist is crouching quietly in the corner, the orbiting pistons cranking like the clarion of an extinct clock. A snowy grin emerges from hibernation.
All right, thank you for reading that. You obviously did your best case of expressing your thoughts when you wrote it, but I'm going to try to make you deconstruct it a little bit, if you could.
Sure. So I actually play piano once a month at this local elderly home not far from my house. And one night when I was playing, the idea just came to me like, wow, this would make an awesome poem if I wrote about my experience here. As soon as I got home, I started like scribbling down the first lines. That's actually usually the hardest part for me. I always have trouble beginning poems, but this time it sort of just came to me. And pretty much this poem is just about how music can be sort of a healing, sort of therapeutic power, just like poetry, that can uplift people and really make them think.
One of your charges for winning this award is that you and the others will go forth and be an ambassador for literature, so to speak. I heard Michelle Obama, I think, use that term. What's your understanding of the year ahead, what it's going to look like for you? You also will be going to school, I imagine.
So one of the poets there, Jacqueline Woodson, told us to be mirrors for those who may not have the voice or may not have not found their voice yet, because everybody has a poet inside of them. They just don't realize it yet. I really think that's what being an ambassador is all about, is seeking those people who might have not had this opportunity as we have, talk with them and to explore with them and show them the power that poetry has and to bring out that poet in everyone.
David Cheong of Little Rock Central, graduating this year on your way to bigger and better things, one of the 5 2015 National Student Poet finalists. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.